It is 1977, and I am. I am born on a satellite island in Kherson, a port city on the Black Sea. Forty-five years later, I am a welder in Kherson's shipyard. Once the largest in the Soviet Union, the shipyard was built by Soviet prisoners in 1951, free of charge. Making up to 12 ships a year at its peak, the shipyard gave birth to Freedom, Paris Commune, Yuri Gagarin, and Leninsky Komsomol. The ship transporting a Soviet missile division to Nicaragua, Cuba in 1962. Forcing out Russian artillery troops from the shipyard 60 years later, the shipyard mostly makes space, memories and ghosts now. Yet, some simple ship repairs and welding are still done by a team of a few hundred people, of which I am a part. Most of my days are spent in the darkness of the remaining shipholds, where I weld with plasma. Among the fundamental states of matter, solid, liquid, and gas, plasma is my favorite. Plasma is the stars. Plasma is the sun. Holding to the welding torch for the last 27 years, I have seen innumerable radiant sparks. Light is always at the center of my attention. Sunlight gives life to Earth. The torchlight provides the means of living. It's just light. There's no noble meaning. Light can destroy, create. Violent and blissful, but the meaning isn't this or that. The meaning is the means of holding to the torch. The lack of meaning seems mean. The meanness of this all. However bright the meaning, it's bleak in the radiance of the sun. My husband is waiting in the bomb shelter. After a whole day of welding, I am saturated with light. Driving through the ruins of the shipyard, playing with the radio channels, I slow down for a little moment. The synchronicity, a flare at first, a blazing flash of light. Ear-splitting thunder fills the sky. A 14-ton heavy burning remains of a shutdown Su-34 bomber descend over me in no time. War is omnipresent. Squeezing me inside the car much quicker than I wish, the load gives me no chance to leave, no breach to stretch, no break to breathe. My shrunk car, transformed into a ship, a shuttle, transports me into the realm of infinite potential. Here are the routes to leave this planet. Towards the light. Towards the darkness. The irony of my last moment is to keep the light in the center of my attention amid the most unbearable. The shipyard, my car and my body become increasingly illuminated until only the light remains. I die. I am the radiance of the sun now. If not now, when?